Hello there. You are welcome to another interesting episode of Small Talk with Obadan. My name is Daniel Obadan. If this is your first time of listening, you're welcome to the family. And if not, thank you so much for coming back. You're the best. So guys, Dirty December, as most people call it, is almost over. Like, just a few days to go. And those of you that borrowed money to do the Dirty December thing, I hope you are ready for a bit of January, because January has 99 days, bruh. Seriously though, 2019 has been one tough year, and I'm sure most of you can relate, because I can. No matter how bad 2019 might have been, there were also good moments of joy for some people. Like, some people got married, some had kids, new jobs, businesses, I started my NYC, so many good times in 2019. And for those who think that nothing significant happened for them this year, I'm sorry, but you're not correct. You see, oftentimes we tend to forget that little things matter too. I mean, you're alive, you're not in the hospital, you're not in jail, and that's something, right? Think about it. The progress you made in 2019, no matter how small, isn't meaningless. I mean, it's still a huge achievement, and because you're not winning consecutively, it doesn't automatically make you a loser. It doesn't erase the wins you've had so far. Everyone slips now and then. Just don't beat yourself up. You'll be fine. Personally, 2019 started rough for me. There was so much going on, I thought I would lose my mind. I almost did, but the year is ending much better than it started. I am thankful to God and everyone He used to bless me this year. As the new year draws closer, here's a little exercise I want you to try. I want you to reflect on the year so far, identify your achievements and those who helped you along the way, and thank them. You could buy a gift if you have the money to. You could make a phone call, send a text message, or send an email. Whichever way you choose, make sure that you appreciate those that affected your life positively one way or another. And if you really want to make the best out of the new year, I suggest that you forgive and let go of everything unhealthy, like every unhealthy association, every unhealthy attitude, every unhealthy habit. And trust me, it would be a great way to end 2019 and to begin the new year. Oh, and before I go, I'd love to thank everyone of my listeners. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much for all the support and the motivation. Remember that 2020 would only be as good as you make it. So keep God in charge and go for gold in 2020. See you next year. Happy New Year in advance. Bye.